Organic Blood, back again, like we never left this motherfucker.
And we haven't actually. So I am King Malik Zaki.
Yes, he is, and I am Tiffany Janae.
Yes, she is.
And if you guys have been following us, listening to even this intro that's playing in the background, it's also on our TV show, youtube.com/organicblood. You know that we're all about saying, fuck a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Right?
Motivate yourself.
So that's what Organic Blood is about. It's about living organically, finding out what it is that you're good at, and then capitalizing off of that. So we're going to teach you about how to say, fuck your 9-to-5.
Yeah, because most people go to work all week. They work for somebody else. And at the end of the week on Friday, they got bills. They got car notes. They got daycare. They got this. They got that. And you got the other. And you got just enough money just to get yourself back to nothing.
Exactly. To Monday.
Yes.
To this bullshit. That's the cold part about it is that most of the time your check's spent before you even got to get it.
I can relate to that, my sister.
That's check to check, man. There's got to be a better way to live than that, and there is. People are doing it. So we started out at 9-to-5. That's actually how me and Malik met each other, was working at a call center. On the 9-to-5, we spent our break times and after work talking about what we was going to do, our entrepreneurship stuff, and then we got on it. We gave up a lot of things, that all the things that the 9-to-5 provided, because we wanted to quit.
House.
And yes, the car went to repossession. No luxuries, no new cars, no cable. Ooh, that was a tough one.
That was a rough one.
Very tough. And we was counting pennies, and we
dimes
kept a smile.
And nickels.
And so what we did was we used what we had at our advantage. We had the internet and we had a telephone. So we went from there, like T-Mail does with this show. That's some good genius hustling. I don't know if y'all know that, but he's using what he's got to his advantage to network, to open up portals that aren't open if he doesn't put himself out there. Same thing. You know, networking is key. Knowledge is what?
King, baby.
Yeah.
I would like to reiterate just a little bit on the library. And Barnes and Nobles, they have a lot of good game for your brain. And it's actually free 99. And that is the best price that's out there right now. So take advantage of those opportunities as well.
We speak to a lot of people, a lot of successful entrepreneurs, and the one thing that they all tell us to do is study your craft. So even right now, if you don't have what it is that you think you need to have to do what it is that you think you want to be doing, what you always have is time to study. Study what it is, the field that you want to go into, and study about yourself. That's the best tool that you can do is strengthen yourself. You know what I mean? Like whatever that means, get your spirituality right, get your eating habits right. Just strengthen yourself and learn about what it is that you're going to do, because those are the tools that you're going to need for longevity.
That's right. Fear is the cousin of death. So you can't be fearful. You got to just jump in and do it. I know it's hard, and I know actually it's not even hard. I want to get that out of the way. It's not hard. You just got to believe in yourself. Create, believe, and achieve. Get it done. Motivate yourself. That's what it is.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to say is no matter how hard you work at a company, no matter what position you reach, when you die, you will not be able to pass that on to your children. But if you own your own company and your own business, you could pass that on all day. Organicblood.com. I'm Tiffany Genesee.
And I am Malik Zaki.
Peace.
Giving you a bar of what we got. Still hot, still rocking with T-Mills. You know what it is.